علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing currently on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining about the truth and the falsehood and about wilayah, basically the authority. And these are important discussions in any government. You see, because truth and falsehood, they're terminologies that are very much mingling with the idea of authority. You see, why does falsehood want to spread? And what is the reason why people who hold on to falsehood want to spread? It's because they want to have some form of authority. And in fact, if they want to spread, they need that authority to be able to spread and continue their authority. So always, for something to exist and continue to exist and thrive, some level of authority is required. Truth in the same way. Truth also is also very much linked with authority. Because for the truth to remain, for people who love the truth to continue their path, they need some level of authority. They need some type of guidance from a higher source to tell them how and when to continue this path of truth. So that authority is necessary. That authority is what we call wilaya. And this is something very important. Some people are in the wilaya of the good people, of the imams, of the prophets. Some are in the wilaya of the shaitan, of the bad people, the evil people. So we need to separate this truth and falsehood very clearly and understand that, so that we are always under the authority of the righteous. When you talk about the idea of wilaya, when you talk about wilaya, we say authority, isn't it? And we discussed about it in the previous segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the idea of understanding the truth, of recognizing the truth, of following the truth is very critical for the right type of authority to remain in a community, in a society. And therefore, wilaya means to very clearly, in clear terms, announce your connection with the truth, with the true path, with reality. First of all, by understanding the truth, and then by following it and announcing your clear stance. Not by being vague and saying that there is a middle path and, you know, we can, you know, still kind of take advantage of the truth and at the same time be in the falsehood. There is nothing like this. When a person plays around, okay, and they take part of the book and they leave part of the book, these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّا. They are the actual disbelievers. So there is no middle path. There is no, for example, trying to compromise with the truth and falsehood at times, you know, to kind of get a leeway in certain desires or certain feelings or certain things that we want. This clear attestation and a clear declaration and following in the path within a person's nafs, first of all, within himself, in his mind, in his heart, and in the society is something that is really going to put a person in the right form of wilaya. And actually, this was the point where Imam Ali alayhi salam was very worried about. Okay, now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam, was brought to power, he deserved it from first, but then people finally recognized that, you know, he's the best, and what mistakes they had done with regards to the Ahlul Bayt. When so many people came like a flood into his house and they tried to push him here and there and like make him the leader and you are the person that we need and everything. Suddenly there was a whole, you know, there was a rush towards the truth. There was a massive, a revolutionary feeling, an attachment and, you know, inclination towards the truth. But Imam Ali alayhi salam was seeing something beyond this apparent, clamor that was happening. And he was seeing something inside, something within, which was more sinister and subtle.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We say that Imam Ali alayhi salam was seeing beyond this apparent clamor that was happening. And he was seeing beyond that. He was seeing that these people are apparently showing interest in the path of truth. But it seems like there was something hidden. There was a sinister, deep, and unrelenting, disregard of the truth beyond this apparent layer of inclination towards the truth. And Imam Ali alayhi salam knew that. And the only time when these things became clear is when Imam Ali alayhi salam started to make some firm steps against those people who are after, you know, the glamour of this world and wanted just power and authority under the auspices of Imam Ali alayhi salam's authority. And that is the time when people realize, for example, Talha, for example, Zubair, what their actual intentions were, Muawiyah, some other people who looked very good in the community. But then people realized, Imam Ali alayhi salam also would try his best to guide these people, but unfortunately some people were just not listening. Yes, Imam Ali alayhi salam had a spiritual influence, but if people accept that influence, isn't it? If people are ready, there were big barriers that were stopping people from understanding the truth, from listening to the beautiful statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam was emphasizing in the very first sermons that he, before coming to power, is to clearly identify the boundaries of truth and falsehood and to have that awareness so that people are strong enough when the right decisions are taken by Imam Ali alayhi salam and they stick to the true path and not get confused. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio. حين
دعاه نلمناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.